The KUVO studios are at 29th and Welton, right in the Five Points Historic District. And we've heard often many times from the councilman that represents District 8, Albus Brooks. But we want to work our way around to all the districts of the great city and county of Denver. And this morning we go over to District 10, which includes the neighborhoods of Capitol Hill, Congress Park, Mayfair, Cherry Creek, the Golden Triangle. This woman stays busy. Councilwoman from District 10, Jeannie Robb, on the line with us. Good morning, Councilwoman.
Good morning.
Great to have you with us on this this beautiful Friday. We last saw you over at the opening of Voodoo Donuts. Nice picture of you on your website, you and the mayor, eating those tasty donuts. I thought I'd mention that.
Yeah, they're wonderful.
That was a big... That was
good for you.
Good and good for you, yes. So that was a big get for the Colfax corridor. And you all mentioned that there were some other exciting things happening on Colfax. What else can you do on that fabulous, world-famous street of yours?
Well, both Councilman Brooks and I are really excited about the Central Denver Recreation Center. That is something I've been working towards since I was elected. It's going to be sited at Colfax and Josephine, right in front of East High School.
It's
going to be an urban rec center, full service. A little different than Voodoo Donuts, but if you have a donut, then you can go over and work out.
Perfect balance. You're on with Steve Chavis, and Carlos Lando is here as well. We just, I think you have such a diverse district, 12 historic districts, but that means, you know, your streets are a bit older. And you've got a couple one-way streets there, 13th going one way, 14th going the other. I love those, by the way. I can get through town really fast on those.
But it makes too fast.
Not too fast, yes. But if you time it just right, you almost don't have to stop.
I was at a meeting last night where someone said exactly the same thing. I was out in Mayfair, but they could go from the Performing Arts Center all the way home without hitting a light.
One of the things about that historic collection of neighborhoods is that parking is not always the easiest thing. How do you manage that? What's on the agenda there?
Well, parking is tough, but it's interesting that you mention particularly 13th, because we've been able to add some more parking spaces along there. It may have slowed you down a little bit, but around St. John's and just west of there on 13th, we were able, and on 14th, to add some parking places. So every chance we get, we look for another parking place we can find on Capitol Hill. But important that you mention it, residential parking permits renewal period starts April 1st.
Mm.
It's hard on the Hill because if you have a permit, it doesn't mean you're really going to find a place. It means you have a hunting license.
Well, but that'll keep the riffraff out, because there you have people that live there fighting with all the pass-through traffic, all the visitors, tourists, people with business at the Capitol?
Right, yeah. Businesses, parking at the Capitol, especially during this legislative season. And so many of the buildings were built without parking because they were built before the automobile. Interestingly, Capitol Hill has the lowest car ownership in the city, but there's still more cars than parking spaces.
Yeah, Jeannie, this is Carlos. You know, it's interesting when you go back and look at the history of your district and Colfax and so forth. One of the things that people forget was that the way things were designed with the streetcars and everything else, the automobile was really not even considered. It wasn't until really the late 50s that when they started pulling out the tracks and stuff.
That's exactly right. And even when the automobile, you know, was new, the 20s, 30s, since the properties weren't really built for that, there were garages around Capitol Hill. You still see some of those. I think there's one at 13th and Penn, where people took their car to be serviced, and then they parked them there.
Oh, right. Jeannie Robb, our guest, she represents District 10 on Denver City Council. On your homepage, there is news about District 10 projects and plans for Colfax corridor connections. Mass transit probably as important in your district as any.
Oh, that's really true. And in fact, one message, knowing that I was going to get the chance to be on the air, that I have is transit, transit, transit. It's a really... People don't think about this. We think about fast tracks, but if you look at Colfax, East Colfax, if you look at the new or the redevelopment that's going to be at the Health Sciences Center, or if you look at Cherry Creek, where there's so much development going on, those locations are really not connected via good headway transit to downtown or to the airport, to Denver Union Station or up to the 40th station that would get you on out to the airport. So I think that's going to be a real priority in coming years, too. We've done a Colfax, some people call it a streetcar study, but we're really looking at, would it be a streetcar, would it be some sort of enhanced bus, or would it be bus rapid transit? Three very different modes, and even though we've done the studies, Public Works isn't really ready yet to say which method would be best. Streetcar, fixed rail is obviously the most expensive.
Right.
It's sexy. People would love it.
Those modern streetcars talking about.
Exactly. And of course, there's been talk, of course, of the redevelopment of the Civic Center site there where the RTD
right.
has their bus, and that would kind of connect to where you can go into Five Points and even the Arapahoe Square and that whole thing. So there's still a lot of work to be done.
There's huge opportunity. There's that connection to Five Points. The Park Avenue connection's an interesting one, too, from Colfax up.
Right, right. You have a link to the website, ColfaxCorridorConnections.com. That's there. Also on our website, a discussion of the Cherry Creek area parking issues, because lots of people love to get their shopping on over at Cherry Creek, also part of District 10. And our guest this morning has been Jeannie Robb from District 10. Great to catch up with you on things. The Colfax Galapagos Welton Street intersection. There's just not enough time to talk about all the stuff going on in your district. So
no,
we'll have to have you back.
I'll be happy to come.
Jeannie Robb from District 10. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Thanks. Bye.